Yes. The first Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim, it contains, I think, two dimensions, two aspects that we should listen listen through as he explains the order of the presentation in the Torah here. The Ramban, first of all, the Ramban strongly implies, although he doesn't say it openly, but you'll see when you see the words, strongly implies that what the Chumash is doing now is taking the outline of the Aseres HaDibros and following that outline. So first HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents these 10 statements, and then there's elaboration on those 10 statements. That's the first aspect that I would suggest we listen to this Ramban through. And then the second one is the slant that the Ramban puts on the mitzvah of Lo Sachmod, which we would translate as you shall not covet. Because as we know, there's a Machlokas Rishonim, there's a difference of opinion as to what it takes to violate Lo Sachmod. Is Lo Sachmod an attitude, or is it an action? According to the Rambam, it's an attitude. The way the Magid Mishnah especially explains the Rambam, it's an attitude. It's a very bad midah. It's a very bad way of looking at things, where a person wants things that belong to somebody else, and it's violated simply by wanting it, even if one doesn't follow through necessarily, although the Rambam says that a person will very likely follow through, but even if a person doesn't follow through, a person violates Lo Sachmod simply by coveting that which belongs to other people, and therefore doesn't get malchus, doesn't get lashes, for violating it because he didn't do anything. He violates it simply by his attitude. The Ravid on the spot disagrees and says that one can only violate this when one has obtained the item that he covets through force, through theft, and then he violates the Sachmod and he would get Malkus because he actually took an action. He wouldn't get Malkus for the theft because theft is, has other reasons why there's no Malkus for theft, but he would for the Sachmod. So you'll listen to the words of the Ramban here, and you'll see which side of the argument he comes down on. So, as the Torah says, the Torah introduces these many, many laws dealing with damages and ownership and civil law, tort, and so on and so forth. Says the Ramban, he wants to immediately present to them the Mishpatim, just as we find in the Ten Commandments, loosely translated. Hadibur HaRishon V'yedis Hashem, the first statement regarding awareness of God and knowing God, V'hasheni V'yisra Avodah Zarah, the second statement regarding the prohibition of idolatry, Chazar V'tziva Es Moshe, so then the Torah immediately after the Aseres HaDibros comes back and commands Moshe, Kosamayel B'nei Yisrael, Atemri Yisem Kim Min HaShemayim Dibarti Imachem, you just saw that I spoke to you from Shemayim, Shetazhiram ato od sheyitnu libam l'mashavu. You, Moshe, should admonish them or mibazariz them, encourage them that they should pay attention to what they just saw. The yizharu b'mitzvos ha'elu shetivisim, and they should be very careful regarding knowing God and idolatry. Ki atem reisam, because you saw it. Ki atem reisam kenega dibur anochi. You have seen that I spoke to you from heaven. That corresponds to the first of the Aseres HaDibros. I am the Lord your God. Lo sa'asu miti, and the second sentence that we find following the Aseres HaDibros, you shall not make any elokei chesed, elokei zav, silver or golden gods. That corresponds to kenega lo yiyelecha. Lahashlem inin Avodah Zarah, to complete the discussion of Avodah Zarah. Now comes Ramban and says, Ve'ela ha-mishpatim kenega lo sachmod. This parsha of Ve'ela mishpatim and all of these laws having to do with ownership and possession, that corresponds to lo sachmod, the last of the divros in the Aseres HaDibros. Why? Ki im lo yeda ha'adam mishpat habayis. If a person doesn't know the laws of the household, o hasodeh, or property, or sha'ar ha-mamun, and other possessions, yachshav shehu shelo, then he'll think that it's his, v'yechamdehu, and he will covet it, v'yikacheyu la'atzmo, and he will take it for himself. The person will think he's taking his own thing, he doesn't know that he's taking somebody else's thing. L'fichach amar, therefore he says, tosim lefnehem, you shall place these laws before them, yishpatim, yishorim, yanhigu asam b'neihem. They should have these proper statutes that will direct affairs between them. They should not covet what doesn't belong to them properly according to the law. So I just want to point out that the Ramban is saying that the presentation of these halachas are designed to make sure that a person knows when he otherwise would be inadvertently taking something that doesn't belong to him, thinking that it belongs to him. So why would that correspond to losachmod? Can only correspond to losachmod if the issue of losachmod is not just a bad attitude, right? As the Rambam seems to learn, it's a midah, it's an attitude that the Torah prohibits us to have by covenanting other things. That obviously wouldn't apply if a person thinks what he wants is his own. If he thinks that somebody's field is his own, or if he thinks that somebody he's entitled to a b'kumin adin, he doesn't know these halachas, so that wouldn't be the Rambam's covenanting. But if it is actually acquiring something that doesn't belong to you, so there's theft, for example, we would agree that you're guilty of theft, albeit inadvertently and unintentionally, if you take something that doesn't belong to you. Similarly, if losachmod applies to that which you take that you shouldn't be taking because you want it, so now we understand the Ramban when he says that the Torah presents these halachas to so that a person will not inadvertently violate losachmod by coveting that which is not his. So I'm just saying that we see here, besides the basic point of the Ramban, which is the outline that the Torah is following the presentation of the Asar Sedivos, we also see here that the Ramban understands that losachmod is violated by actually acquiring that which doesn't belong to an individual, and the Torah is thereby making it clear to us what the halachas are so we know what does belong to us and what doesn't belong to us, so that we won't acquire inadvertently the wrong things. The rest of this Ramban deals with an entirely different issue, so we'll leave that for another time.